This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back to the big story of the day just a couple of minutes from right now. We'll try to delay that, though, because the big story of the day, not particularly fun to talk about. It's the Atlanta Braves and everything that's going on with them. Brandon Adams is going to join us in about 20 minutes, talk some college football, Georgia specifically, with him, and then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40.
Go ahead.
What? Oh, yes. Yeah. As you know, the NCAA tournament is ongoing. The Final Four is coming up, and then the championship game as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is Atlanta's home of the NCAA basketball championship. Join us for complete play-by-play coverage all the way through the national championship game on April 7th. Brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, Humberto Injury Law. After an injury, we are your winning team. And by Window Nation, buy four windows, get four free. That's eight windows for the price of four. That's the NCAA tournament continuing through April 7th on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Remember?
Oh, you want me to do some more? All right.
No, this is because of you know who.
Yeah, no, this is good. People need to know that tomorrow, Dukes and Bell are going to be at Buffalo's Cafe. It's Buffalo Cafe Wednesdays. 92.9 The Game back on the road for a special broadcast at Dukes and Bell at Buffalo's Cafe and Coming.
There you go.
Come join them from 2 to 7 on Wednesday as they enjoy great food and drinks at Buffalo's Cafe. We get ready for one of the biggest sports weekends of the year. It's all coming up on Wednesday from 2 to 7 at Buffalo's Cafe and Coming on Sports Radio.
There we go.
The Game.
All right, now.
I used to hate reading aloud in class.
I think a lot of us did.
But now I like reading aloud. But it's no problem.
Yeah, we were just talking. The torpedo bat and De La Cruz. And, I mean, he is such a special player.
Is he using that torpedo bat?
Yes, he's using it. He had two home runs yesterday. You're but my thing is, like, there's nobody there to watch this dude play.
Yeah.
Like, I saw the aerial shot of like, Cincinnati, like, during – because I guess where they baseball field, they got little, like, kind of the battery type.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like you got a young phenom.
Yeah.
And why not go watch him?
If you hear what Jamar Chase said, it's not like there's a lot else to do in Cincinnati.
Exactly.
It's not like you're busy with nightlife.
He actually said that.
He did say that, yeah, about the city that he plays
that.
In.
The city
that
he
paid
plays
him $100 million.
In.
But he's not wrong.
No, he's not.
Not wrong. So I don't know where they are. But here's the thing. Like, it was their owner, like, 2 years ago that was like,
did.
Yeah, well, where else are you going to go?
He did.
What else are you going to do? Come see my team. Like, he's one of those. He's one of those owners that, if baseball ever, in my opinion, does the right thing, which is installs a floor, a salary floor. I don't think you need a salary cap.
I agree with that.
Let them pay what they want to pay.
I just think the only time you hear salary cap is when the Dodgers or the Yankees get.
Right. That's when people start yelling about it. But again, like, if the Dodgers want to pay Shohei Ohtani $700 million,
let them pay him,
and they can justify the cost by everything that he brings to the table. Let them do it. Like,
I agree.
Get more owners that feel the willingness to do things like that. What you got to do is get owners out of the league that are unwilling to pay anything for their rosters. There needs to be a floor. Like, that's the issue. Have a more competitive bottom of the of Major League Baseball. Have a more competitive, like, lower class or middle class. Don't even have a lower class in Major League Baseball, as opposed to worrying about
what
the
is the floor for the spending in baseball.
There isn't one.
There isn't one.
You can literally spend as little as you want, which some teams do.
Yes.
If you look, I mean, there's probably payrolls that pay less than two Dodgers players.
Yeah.
Or maybe one Dodgers player, you know? Like, there was a time over the last couple of years where Max Scherzer has been pitching against teams that the entire lineup combined made less than him.
Yeah.
That's stupid. It shouldn't
be like
that.
No, Max, he's down now. He's hurt again.
Yeah, right.
He's old.
That sucks. Yeah, he's old. But he's still getting paid.
Still getting paid that, what, 40, 30, whatever.
Still getting paid a lot of money. Yeah, but that's the issue. All these, if it's too expensive to own it,
sell it.
Then sell it.
But why?
Because it sucks for us.
But I'm still getting that. I'm getting that
well,
brand.
I know. If, I understand why that guy wouldn't do it.
He getting
that's why we got to make him do
he
it.
He's getting that Skrilla.
Of course.
he doesn't care.
He's
making all the Skrilla.
All you have to do to not care about me and everybody else whining about it is don't download the Odyssey app and don't go on Twitter.
That Oakland is 60 million.
Yeah, so less than one guy.
Goodness gracious.
But that's the thing. Their owner's a dirtbag. He held the city hostage for decades, and now he's going to get rewarded for it.
Did they ever pay off that parking debt?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think they just left.
You know they owned that parking street?
They just moved. Come find us. We're in Sacramento. Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow, man.
It's crazy.
Yeah, you know that that 8-year bid, you know, that we had with y'all that, you know, y'all can use our, you know. Can we get that before you leave?
No.
Nah.
No, we're not. We're going to break that.
Nah.
You want to take us to court? We're not showing up for that either.
Yeah. Nah.
We're not doing any of that. We're going to be in Vegas. You come find us there. We'll get you a nice hotel at the Bellagio or something. I don't know where people stay. All right. Let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Braves have just two hits. Both of those came in the fifth inning. One by Harris, one by Kelnick. Harris gets into this left center field, and the Braves break the drought. Michael Harris with a solo shot to get Atlanta on the board in the eighth.
Yeah, so they scored. That's about the only good thing that happened yesterday from a Braves perspective, and it still wasn't that good because they got beat pretty bad by the Dodgers. So they lose game one of that series. Now they're 0-5.
Yes.
Reynaldo Lopez goes on the 15-day IL after one start with an inflamed shoulder. And Jurickson Profar is being suspended by
80 damn games, Andy,
for half the season for violating the performance-enhancing drugs policy. And hopefully this matters. He also can't play in the postseason.
Correct.
Now we got to get there first. And I still think they're fine. But yeah, there's a lot going wrong for the Braves right now. There's no doubt about
it. Yeah, and then you see clips coming out about, you know, about him and Profar and his old teammates. Manny Machado said he supports him. He's his best friend. A lot of other people that were on the team with him. The awkwardness was of Matt Olson and Austin Riley. Because the thing about them, they barely know this cat.
Right, he's new.
He's new. And so, like, you ask him a question about it, and both of their face at the same time. I was like, oh, blank.
Did they not know?
I don't know.
When they were asked about it?
No, I'm pretty sure the news had to be just fresh.
Got it. Yeah.
You know, because I saw, like, the Braves had to redo the whole starting the lineup. They put out the lineup before the game already. And they had to go back and redo it.
Yep.
And, you know, just the, you know, it's unfortunate for him and everything like that. Yeah, it sucks, man. It does. It sucks just about as bad as this damn team does. They can't do anything good. And please, Andy, don't say Matt Olson's walking a lot.
Nah, I mean, he is, but it'd be cool if the guys behind him knocked him in.
Yeah.
You know?
They have not done nothing good. So, you told me about that. Matt Holmes struck out Shohei Ohtani twice. All right.
Yeah.
In the same game.
In the same game.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen often.
Best player in the world.
Kind of sucks for me, though, because he was half my prize pick last night.
Oh, he was?
Yeah. All I needed Shohei to do was get a 1.5 or more, you can't get a half. So two total bases. And
that's
he walked in the first inning.
Okay, so you're halfway there.
I'm there.
Right.
Nope. I'll say this. Download the Prize Picks app. Use promo code 929 or Bunker. You're going to get $50 when you play your first $5 lineup. Don't listen to my picks, though. I suck. I scrolled back through my Prize Picks over the last year.
Uh-huh.
Guess how many? And I've played a lot because they give us free money to use to play it. I've played probably 45 lineups in the last 2 months.
Okay.
Guess how many times I've won?
45, I'll say 6.
Twice.
I was going to say, what's higher, your batting average or the Braves?
Yeah.
The Braves.
Yeah.
I suck at that. It's fun, and you should do it, but I suck at it.
Mm.
Just letting people know. Don't take my advice on it.
Damn.
Yeah. No, I got to play tonight. You want to know what it is?
What you
so
got
you can take the opposite?
What you got?
Just to try to help, because it's probably the right thing to do is go the opposite way from what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
If I went the opposite of the way that I felt, I'd be 43 of my last 45.
Okay.
I got some Hawks action tonight.
All right.
Anfernee Simons, I got him going over 22 points. if he plays. Now, the cool thing about Prize Picks is if he doesn't, then they'll just refund your bet.
Okay, gotcha.
Give you your money back.
Gotcha.
But somebody has to score for the Blazers, so I got Anthony Simons going over 22. He always plays good against the Hawks, too. And then I got Trae Young going over 9.5 assists.
I like it.
So do the opposite of that, and you'll probably win.
Okay, so Trae has 9 assists.
Yep. Okay. It's going to be a low assist night for Trae tonight.
All right, I got you. But, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like nothing is going right. They can't pitch. The hitting's off. I saw Jarrett Kelenic, he leads the team in batting average right at 200, right?
Is that right?
Yeah, but he's going to get a lot more bats now because.
Nope, 177.
177, who is it? He leads the
he
team.
He does lead the team.
Oh, is it 177?
But it is 176.
Okay. All right, so he's going to have more opportunities because they need him to play more because there's somebody out there.
Going to play every day.
Yeah,
you got to. He was probably going to, yeah, yep.
Yep, you're going to have to play him more. We saw, you know, because I'm sure the news came down, Alex Lynn made some moves to go get some veteran outfielders where I know I was like, whoa. Well, you think he go get some pitching?
Well, they got a guy named Stewart.
Yes.
Who's been cut 5 times.
Stewart Fairchild, man.
But did not know that.
Wake Forest, pride of Wake Forest.
Yes.
Why should I know him?
You shouldn't.
Oh.
The way both of y'all said that, no. I was like, damn, what the hell should I know about this cat?
Both being
Fairchild. That's why I was like, damn, what should I know about old Stewie?
No. I mean, you're gonna know something about Stewart because he's going to play.
Cash considerations are on the other side of a trade.
They bought him yesterday.
Yeah, we're going to give you something to say.
They bought
him yesterday. That's how we should have known. We're like, Stewart Fairchild? Why? Oh.
Oh.
Because the guy we paid to come here in the offseason, the only guy, by the way, they spent any money on this offseason, got popped for performance-enhancing drugs the first week of the year.
The first damn week.
Come on, man.
The first.
He didn't even have a home game yet.
He hasn't even made his debut yet. He hasn't even come home yet.
The first freaking week.
There's not a Jerickson Profar bobblehead, is there? Please, God, don't let there be a Jerickson Profar bobblehead.
Oh, my. The first damn week, Andy,
God,
you lose him, and then your starting pitcher, a guy who we always have questions about, is already on the
IL. His durability, already on the IL.
God.
Not to mention you're 0-5, and playing the Dodgers tonight, you're starting the defending Cy Young winner in Chris Sale.
We didn't even get to use a 6 starter.
Yeah.
If that's what we're going to do to save Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Didn't even get to the
You didn't even get to help anybody out by having an extra arm or anything like that. But you're starting Chris Sale tonight against their fifth guy, and you're an underdog.
Yes.
Goodness
and
gracious. And all that said, I still think they're going to be fine.
They're going to win tonight.
I think we walk down the Mets being down 12 games.
They'll win 2-1.
They'll be fine.
Just don't put Jesse in because that damn ball hit my mother-in-law's car, which is 20 miles away from Dodger Stadium.
Hey, Iglesias got to make his season debut.
I know. He got to get some work.
One strikeout.
He got to get some work.
Good. If anybody was up to watch that, if you watched Rasael Iglesias make his season debut last night live, you're a diehard fan. Like, you are true to the what? Eh? To whatever. Whatever they say. You're in it. You deserve season tickets. Brandon Adams is going to join us next. We'll talk some college football with BA. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 20 minutes away from the AMA, the Ask Me Anything. To wrap the show up, you can call us up on the phones at 404-726-0929 and just ask us a question.
Did
we'll do our best to answer.
Pocket full of weekday weekend money.
I think he said
money.
Pocket full of 3-day weekend money.
Pocket full of 3-day weekend money.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he's going out this weekend.
How much is 3-day weekend money?
Depends on who you are and where you're going.
What number is that?
I could make a 3-day weekend last with not much. I don't know how much. What do you need to make a weekend special? $75? Something like that?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, in my house, me personally,
it's one trip to the liquor store and then a trip to Kroger to get some meat to grill. And
that's it.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm good for the day.
That's 3-day weekend money right there.
There we go right there. I'm trying to – I remember we talked about this like about a month ago. I was like, can you go a day without spending any money?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and every time I think about something, I'm like, damn, I got to pay for that today. Damn it, I got to pay for that tomorrow. Yeah, but like on Saturday and Sunday, I don't have to spend any money unless I'm one of these bum-ass kids. Dad, I'll pay you back.
Well, the hard part is now they can just text you.
Yeah.
Brandon Adams joins us every single Tuesday at this time to talk college football from Dog Nation, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast. B.A., how are you?
B.A., what up, baby?
You know, listening to y'all makes me realize something. I don't know if I've ever fully appreciated this. As you get a little older, one of the nice things about, like, say, 3-day weekend or anything like that is, it's like you said, it's like one bottle or like one good trip to the grocery store, like one, you know, it's like that can kind of do you for a weekend. Whereas, like, if you're younger, you're going out, it's cover charges, yep. It's $17 for drinks. It's like, you know, as you get older, it just gets a little easier, which I'm very thankful for.
I agree with that, especially if you're buying just for you.
Yes.
Right? If it's like, I know what I need. I know how many days it is. I know what it's going to be like. Now, you have to take other people into consideration. It makes it a little harder. What's the random thing that you guys spend money on with kids that you didn't, that you wouldn't have, that people wouldn't expect, or that maybe you wouldn't have thought? Because we spend more money on fruit. Like little things of blueberries and raspberries and bananas. And like, we spend more money on fruit, I swear to God, than we spend money on anything else.
I just think it's from, because he likes that cartoon with the dancing fruit, Sebastian.
Okay.
So he loves fruit, but he don't eat it. All right. There are two real pineapples that he walks around with. Because he likes pineapples so much.
Like real actual, like pokey ones?
Yes.
Huh.
Yes, he walks around with those up under his arm.
So my daughter really likes fruit a lot. And what I've discovered is A, I've got like the palate of like a 13-year-old. Like, I don't really know how to buy fruit. Like, when I go into the grocery store and like look at it, I can't tell if it's...
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it's supposed to look like.
Really?
So it's just like, I just realized... When you actually, when your wife makes you buy like fruits or vegetables, you realize how unhealthy you are because you don't really know what that stuff's supposed to look like.
But like sometimes,
are you getting the good?
BA, I'll fake
good
it.
Stuff or not?
Like I'll pick up a melon and sniff it.
Yeah,
like I know what I'm
like
doing.
Like you know the hell you doing?
Or like I'll knock on a watermelon.
You know, like when you go to the car dealership, you kind of kick the tires for no reason. I sort of thump the fruit, just like see what happens, as if I would know what to even like listen for.
Right. Like, oh, this cantaloupe doesn't smell right. Let me put it back, as if I would have any idea what I'm supposed to be doing. Hey, let me ask you this, because there's, you know, obviously this is an interesting time, as it always is in the college football offseason, but it's also kind of quiet, and I know spring games are right around the corner for some that still do it. But the NCAA said that Colorado and Syracuse can't do their joint spring game, which I think sucks. I think that would be fun. If the NCAA was fun and let that happen, who should Georgia schedule for a spring game?
So my take on this may surprise you a little bit, but I mean, who they should play is one of these teams that don't get to play very much,
right.
Like regional rival, like a Florida State, or think about a team like that that's like close enough that they could be rivals, but you never play them. That's who they should play. But my take on this can surprise you. I'm very much against it. I feel like that preseason games for college teams is anti-fan, because in the NFL, and y'all know this full well, they stick it to NFL fans by forcing them to pay full freight for a game that's not real. And right now in college football, the thing that makes our sport great is we have the least amount of meaningless whatever of almost any sport, right? Every college football game at least matters a little bit. A lot of them, most of them matter a lot. And to start bringing in preseason games, something that sort of looks real but isn't real, I think is the wrong direction for fans, especially if you force them to pay for it. If you gave me the choice of G-Day for $10 watching Georgia play itself, or some other game for a normal ticket price, which eventually you'd probably get to, where you get a chance to play, you know, some fake version of Florida State or fake version of, you know, Clemson or whatever else, I think I'd rather have G-Day. I think from a fan perspective, the push for preseason football is not a good thing.
When you were talking about, I thought you were going to say like Georgia Southern or somebody like that to get a chance to go play up in Athens. But I got a question, B.A., because this whole recruiting thing, and I saw a little bit of your of Dog Nation when you were talking about some kid quarterback, and he's in from 2027. And my thought process to you was like, when did we start caring so far along for a kid that is barely in damn high school yet as far as the recruiting and where he decides that he wants to go to college?
Well, here's the thing. It's like, obviously quarterbacks make decisions sooner than a lot of other players do. But the other part of this is that, you know, Carson Beck left Georgia to go to Miami. But other than that, I wouldn't say that we saw a lot of game-changing quarterbacks change teams during this transfer portal. And, you know, a year ago, you know, Cam Ward was certainly very successful, once again going to Miami. He may be the number one overall pick, but he didn't necessarily elevate Miami into the college football playoffs. So, good player, but not necessarily changing the fortunes of the program that he played for. So, the point that I'm getting to is, while it seems like, you know, paying too much attention to the high school quarterback, things like that, it's kind of a waste of time, especially in the transfer portal era. right now, if you're not getting the great quarterback out of high school, in some respects, you're not getting him. This is the same way it is for offensive linemen. Offensive linemen, the best ones, don't transfer at all for whatever reason. If you don't get them out of high school, you don't get them. So, in some respects, fans would say, well, you know, recruiting matters less now because of NIL and transfer portal. But at some of the true premium positions, the ones that matter most, the very best players are kind of being scarfed up by teams, you know, who are shrewd enough to get them, and then they're holding on to them and they're not letting them go. You know, the biggest issue with the transfer portal lately is that transfer rumors, which there are numerous, transfer rumors outpace actual transfers by about 10 to 1. And so the reason why you're – that's my guesstimation. The reason why you're paying attention to high school quarterbacks is because that's still the place you got to go to get the very best.
That's an interesting point, just given what this last season was. So many of the best teams were quarterbacked by guys that transferred. And then you saw less of that, or have seen less of that this season. Probably Carson Beck is the highest profile. I would say, kind of strangely, the guy that's going to have the biggest impact came from the same place Cam Ward did. John Mateer from Washington State going to Oklahoma. That guy's awesome. Like, he's really good and probably got a lot of money to go there. What did you make of not so much like Deion getting the amount of money that he got, but just what Deion getting that amount of money at Colorado kind of says about college football?
So I think this story is fascinating. It's one of those things where, like, if we were having lunch or something like that, I could talk about this for a really long time, because when Deion first emerged at Colorado in 2023, he got all of this hype, totally unwarranted, essentially kind of trying to sell him, I believe, to people who weren't big college football fans, trying to bring them into the sport. And I think they tuned in, realized that was all overblown, and they kind of tuned back out. And so in 2024, all of a sudden now, Deion's not getting anywhere near as much hype, but they were actually a much better team. It's so weird to me that when all the attention was on Colorado, they didn't warrant that attention whatsoever. But a year ago, after having been winless the year before Deion got there, they were a top 25 level team. They were at least a fringe playoff contender, because somebody from the Big 12 has got to make it. And obviously Shador Sanders was really good. Travis Hunter is an amazing story. Like, Deion has actually turned out to be a good coach. Now, $10 million, whatever he's getting paid, is a lot of money, but compared to how, you know, awful Colorado was prior to all of this, you know, it probably feels like money well spent for them. That, you know, the hype has sort of died down, and now he's just coaching, even kind of after his sons are no longer in the program. The Deion Sanders has turned out to be a pretty good football coach, and certainly someone Colorado is very glad to
have. How about them damn dogs on the baseball diamond, PA? I mean, they have been – I mean, where are they now, Bo? Third in the nation? Fourth in the nation right now? I mean, can they keep this fast track going?
Well, what I'd like to find out is, can they sell some of these runs to Atlanta? They're to the Braves. That's what I'd like to find out. Because they are the most potent offense in college football right now. And the Braves couldn't buy a run at the moment. So maybe Georgia can share some of that with them. But I say it all the time. I just think that college baseball is an incredibly fun sport. I think there's a little bit of ceiling on how popular it can be. But for people who feel like they got more room in their life for more sports, college baseball is terrific. And if you're a Georgia fan in particular, yeah, this team has done something really cool right now, because a year ago they had one of the all-time great players ever in the program. They knew he was leaving. They had to try to figure out how to replace him in sort of money ball fashion. They've kind of, you know, sort of refashioned the offense in a post-Charlie Condon world, and they're still just slugging it like crazy. It's a fun thing to see. It really is.
B.A., thank you, as always.
Appreciate you, B.
Yeah, good to be with you guys.
Brandon Adams there, Dog Nation Daily. listen to the Dog Nation Daily podcast as well. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily. What?
No, I opened my phone. The video came up of a dude running into a bull and tried to run into a bull head on. Yeah, that didn't go too well for him.
Kind of like the kind of like the Braves playing the Dodgers.
Huh? Yeah, it looked like it, doesn't it?
Kind of like that.
They going to get it tonight, Andy.
Think so?
They going to – yeah. What is it, like, what does Stegi call it? The law of averages. They can't lose all of them.
They're too
good. And the Dodgers can't win all of
that's
them.
That's right. I mean, both teams
How about I put it that way? The Dodgers can't keep winning.
Yeah, that feels – and Sale, you know, you got Chris Sale. Yeah. He's good.
They can beat Carrot Top.
Is it May tonight?
Oh, is him?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, beat his ass.
Yeah, you can take
– not a big fan of his.
How come?
I don't know. I just want to say that. I haven't said I'm not a big fan of him in a while.
He's just had that coming.
It's been a while since I said that about an athlete.
All right. We'll take your questions coming up next. Any question, any topic, 404-726-0929. Load up the phone lines. Ask us anything. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Full phone lines. We love it. After we get through a couple calls, we'll have a couple available phone lines, and you can call back 404-726-0929. You all right?
Yeah, this makes it bad again.
What does?
How the hell does Kirk Cousins have a damn no-trade clause?
Well, when you know.
Like, get the hell out of here.
When you got to seal the deal. You know what
God.
I mean? When you got to seal the deal
guy,
on a contract.
Of all the quarterbacks in the Pat Mahomes don't have a no-trade clause.
When everyone else in the league wants a guy, and you got to beat him out to sign him, you got to give him whatever he wants.
Whatever, man.
Isn't that what happened?
Who's on the line, Andy? Let me get me started. You had to make sure my microphone was off because I was just a lambasting somebody.
Yeah. Poorly, yep. All right. Dan's in Sandy Springs. Hey, Dan.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? What's happening?
Hey, Dan.
My PNW brother. What's going on, Andy?
Oh, where Randy,
cooler than the other side of the pillow, Matt. What's happening?
What up, dog?
Hey, Dan, how are you?
Ain't nothing. So, look, man, I guess, you know I'm tired of hearing about it, and we all tired of talking about it with the Kirk Cousins thing. And I'm kind of just looking at the fact of, like, how you went and got Mike, first round, eighth pick, but you spent $100 million. So that means to me, that tells me you was unsure about homeboy when you dropped that check. Regardless of the fact that 2 years and all of those details, all of that, I'm like, bro, that's like me going to pay $500,000 for a house that I don't even sure that I'm – I don't even know if I want to be in that house. I'm not even sure if I want it for real. And so now it's created this situation where money's tight. We're trying to figure out how we're going to move this. Are we going to lose out on our end because nobody takes the contract and we got to cut them? You know what I'm saying? It's just right. A big mess, man.
It is.
They got to get that uncertainty out of the front office, man. I think that's their main problem, man. Appreciate y'all.
Thank you, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Thank you, Dan. I don't have anything to add.
No.
Really.
I don't. You didn't have to do it.
Yeah.
You didn't have to do it. But anyways.
Jesse Chavez just got DFA'd by the Braves.
Damn.
They got him for one day.
Damn.
Gave up a huge home run.
He was good the other inning.
Like a home run derby home run.
Yes. Like that was a home run derby home run he gave up. Yeah. So Jesse gone now.
Jesse's gone.
Okay.
But he'll be back.
I'm about to say, is he going to come back this time?
It was too early for Jesse. That's why it didn't work.
Can I be honest? Right now, they're just rotating guys they can use for multiple innings.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Like, after Jose Suarez was knocked out because he did three innings, like, Chavez pitched two. Now they got some guy I've never heard of who hasn't pitched since 2022.
Who is it? Can you say his name?
I mean, yeah, Zach Thompson.
Oh, okay. Well, sometimes names are hard to say. That one wasn't.
No.
Yeah. All right. That's the other thing, too, is I mean, this has to be kind of part of the plan that it was early in the season that some of these starters had pitch limits, but like you knew the bullpen sucked.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not letting any start. And I know Grant Holmes wasn't great yesterday, so you know, he came out after four, but like guys are only throwing like 85 pitches. So you were really hoping that they were going to be able to go deep into the game on a pitch count,
mm-hmm.
which doesn't happen really.
Right.
And your bullpen sucks. So you're going to have to use all of them anyway.
So might as well.
But that's not a good plan.
No, it's not.
It's not a good plan at all.
But
it's like giving Kirk Cousins a no-trade clause.
It's like using duct tape, man. It's like it's broken, but yeah,
weird offseason.
Put some duct tape on it.
It all gets magnified now by you start 0-5 and Profar gets suspended for 80 games and all that kind of stuff. It's like, I don't know. It's all kind of rearing its ugly head early. DJ is in Dallas. Hey, DJ.
What's going on, Andy and Randy? How y'all doing today?
Pretty good.
Good. So, a couple weeks ago, my wife and I, we used different coffee creamers. I like what I like. Mm-hmm. But then she went to the store and only got hers. She's like, all right, well, don't drink my coffee creamer. I was like, well, I'm going to do that. But it turns out I like it, and I'm going to keep drinking it. So, she's going to come up short. I was curious to see if there was a product that your wife uses and told you not to use that you're like, man, this is actually nice. I'm gonna start using it.
What flavor is the creamer, by the way?
It's almond milk vanilla or something. Oh, like, nice. I don't know, but it's good.
Okay. All right. Thank you, DJ.
No.
Nothing?
That I can think of off the top of my head.
My wife has a lot of very...
I know you're talking about her shampoos,
fancy,
right?
Fancy bath stuff.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Shampoos, conditioners. There's one conditioner that's purple.
Uh-huh.
Like, really purple.
Uh-huh.
It's crazy. Body washes, all kinds of stuff. And I don't use it always.
Right.
Because I'm a Head and Shoulders guy.
Right.
But every once in a while...
Okay.
It's like I take myself to the salon, you know? If I ever come in here with a little extra volume...
That's you're going to use ashy stuff?
I use the purple conditioner.
I'm trying to think, as far as my wife...
I'm trying to treat myself.
No, not really.
I never had nice sheets until I married my wife or moved in with Mara. Because I would just buy whatever the cheapest stuff was.
I'm a thread count guy.
Oh.
Hey,
even know what thread count was.
But I had to learn this thing. Because these are some of the things, like, when I was blessed a little bit. Now, I wasn't blessed all the way, but I had a little change. I wanted... Because I just remember being a kid and having to sleep head to toe, head to foot with your cousins on a damn full-size bed. So I wanted the biggest bed. And I said, okay, I want the biggest bed here. And the biggest bed, I got to have the nicest sheets. And so I'm a big, big sheets guy. Big.
That's awesome.
Yes, big sheets guy. And I got to put the little awl on it and stuff.
Excuse me?
They got like a little bed awl you put on. Oil that you put on the sheets and stuff.
I knew what you meant.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
What do you mean?
I don't. It's something that from Bed Bath and Body Works, Bed Bath Beyond, Bath Beyond, and it's just a little awl that you put on the sheets. How you smelling?
For like,
no, it's just it's a fragrance and it's put on your sheets, man.
Oh,
like you put on the mattress pad, right? You put a whole bunch of baby powder on there. Put your baby powder on the mattress pad. Put the sheet over there. Put a little awl on there.
I don't do any of this stuff.
Yeah, man. I'm
Febreze.
I'm a bed snob now.
Okay.
Yeah, dog. I love my
bed.
Doesn't
the baby powder come through?
Mm-hmm.
And you like that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Huh. All right. This is, again, this might be one of those ones where everybody does this and I'm weird. Or maybe you just...
No, I'm with you on this one.
I never heard any of that stuff.
I've never done any of that.
I never even knew any about any of it until I got married. Now we have really nice, comfortable sheets.
Yes.
We go flannel in the winter, and then we just made the switch to
that cotton. Checks out, actually.
Ain't it nice, man?
It's really nice.
Oh, it's so wonderful.
She
put the spring sheet on this morning, like last night, and I didn't realize it until this morning. I was like, ooh, that's a nice, cool breeze.
It's nice, cool. Yes, very nice. Cool. I really like
very
it.
Very nice.
I really like it. All right, Mason's in Barnesville. Hey, Mason.
What's up, boys? Hey, a couple things for you. Randy, that baby powder on the bed sheets, y'all don't be slipping and slide, man.
No, man. It just absorbs in there, dog.
Huh.
Yeah, man. All right. It's some nice stuff.
So the only thing worse than talking about how bad the Falcons suck and Kirk Cousins is watching the Braves suck for 162 games. But my question to y'all is, don't be no cliche, I love my job type deal. What's the worst part about y'all's job? Whether it's talking about your bad sports team, whether it's Abe, whatever it is. Let me hear it.
Abe was already waving.
I was looking at Randy to look up to me.
What's the worst part about my job? I mean, we're from 11 to damn 2 and get to talk sports.
Yeah.
I mean,
if the worst thing is that, like, the backup quarterback has a dumb contract and the baseball team's 0-5, it's pretty good. And I'm not trying to be cliche. Like, I know you said like, don't say, but,
I got it. Parking in the damn blue deck.
Okay.
Yes. I hate parking all the way down there at the bottom. Like, yeah. Because I think that... It's got to be the saddest place in this entire building to work.
It's a weird place down there, man.
Even parking down there makes you feel weird.
And the thing that I...
Yes.
Is it respect or fear? I don't know what it is. The folks that work down there smoke. They're just smoking cigarettes 40 floors below sea level.
Yeah, man.
There's no ventilation.
It's got to be the saddest place in the world to work.
Like, nobody told them yet that it's illegal to smoke inside. That's how far down it is.
Yes, that's what I'm saying, Doc. It's the worst.
Everybody down there has lung cancer.
It's dark, it's damp, it stinks.
It's horrible.
It's horrible down there.
It's horrible. But now, they're nice people, though.
They're very nice, but I think that's probably the worst part, is having to park.
Because I don't think the people that work down there have seen the sunlight in 20 years.
You think they're just down there?
Yeah. I think they're mole people. But they're nice mole people.
Yeah, man.
But again, I don't know. There isn't really what is bad about it, man. Like,
yeah, schedule's great. 11 to 2 every day.
If you want to nitpick.
No, Abe, I don't want to nitpick.
He wants us to nitpick. Mason wants us to nitpick, and I don't have a nit to pick. So maybe Abe hates everything. So
I prefer it this way. You guys maybe not. The technology does exist for you guys to do this from home.
Yes, I know that.
Oh, but I didn't like doing that.
Oh, I love doing that.
So maybe that's Randy's least favorite.
Right now.
Yeah.
If he would let me work from home, I damn sure be at home. I love seeing Andy, but I like being at home.
Given the option, which I was the first person back. They gave us an option.
This dude.
Given the option, I was the first person here.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't want to.
And
do
I was the last person.
You were the last person.
I was the last person to come back.
Nat is in Marietta. Hey, Nat.
Hey, I'm here, man.
Hey, Nat.
How are you guys doing today?
Pretty good. Not as good as you, it doesn't seem
like. What the hell are you going on? What you doing, Nat?
Oh, no, man. I'm doing great. I just wanted to say two things.
Sure.
You guys critique coaches. You critique players. And as a fan, I love you guys.
Thank you.
But I just want to say you over-talk each other too much.
Okay.
Is that what you want to tell us?
That was one of the things.
Okay.
What's
the other thing was, who do you think are the best football analysts and the worst? I think John Madden was the best. Okay. I think Chris Collins was the worst. What do you guys think?
Thank you.
I want to know what you're drinking. That's one. Two, we don't overtalk each other a lot.
We try not to.
We try not to. We listen to shows that do that a lot.
It happens.
It happens.
It happens, but we do our best to not.
I'm not afraid to say it. I thought John Madden was one of the most overrated analysts ever.
Interesting.
I love John Madden, but I think he's overrated as hell.
Yeah, I don't know that I really remember. I don't think I was old enough to appreciate.
You see
this
right here? He goes right there.
I just love his voice.
I did too. His analysis?
Oh, it wasn't good.
Oh, it's horrible.
I mean, my favorite football announcers are Keith Jackson.
Yes.
Brent Musburger, Brad Nessler, Ness.
Yes.
But those are announcers, not analysts. The only guy that I listen to and I have to click it off and I don't really like is the guy that works with Florio, who buttons his button all the way
Chris
up to the
Sims.
Top.
Chris Sims.
Chris Sims. He's the only guy I'm
And my favorite.
And obviously he knows way more than I do, but I just click it off.
And my favorite analyst is Chris Collinsworth.
I love Chris Collinsworth. I think he does a great job.
Charles Davis is very high up.
Charles Davis
is awesome. Very high up.
Him and Ness are going to be, right? They're
Greg Olsen.
That's
awesome.
Oh, Greg Olsen's really good.
Awesome.
Greg Olsen does a really good job. Tim is in Smyrna. Hey, Tim.
Andy Rendy.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, I have a Braves PSA and a question after that. So I'm true to Atlanta. I did watch the Iglesias outing last night. I wear an A hat every day of the week.
Well done.
If not a G hat. But Braves country, everybody brings sage to the outfield on Friday.
Yeah.
We'll just light up the entire Truist Park full of sage.
Yep.
I agree with
you. All right, let's burn it.
Yep.
Let's burn it down. or we'll start burning today. I don't care. But my question is this is a baseball season, right? But I love to put some bull peanuts in the crock pot, salt, a little bit of pepper. Are y'all big on bull peanuts, or is that something you're not big and keen on?
Bull peanuts.
Because I love taking a bag into the Braves Stadium and sitting back with a couple cold beers and eating that all night long.
All right, Tim.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Tim. I'm cool with bull peanuts. It's not a necessity for me.
Yeah.
But, I'll crack open a couple every now and then.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not scared of a peanut.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not allergic or anything, like some.
No.
I never heard of bull peanuts until I got married to my wife.
That's hard to believe.
And then we don't have them.
They don't have them in Seattle at a ball game?
We just roast them. This is you get a bag of peanuts.
Yeah.
But, I never heard of boiled peanuts. And I try to say it like she does because it's not boiled peanuts. It's bull peanuts. But they're good.
Yeah.
They're good. Her mamma makes them.
I mean,
I think a bull peanut made by a mamaw is the best way to do it.
I need some of those.
I need some of those too.
All right.
That sounds like that's good.
Small feet.
I eat them. I don't go out my way to buy them, but if I'm offered them, I eat them.
I always like when you're driving down the highway or whatever, not an interstate, but a highway. So there's people on the side or intersections, and there's a dude doing it in one of those big drums.
Mm-hmm.
It's like those are going to be good.
Yeah.
Those are going to be good.
They've been marinating.
Yeah. One final one. Corey is in Griffin. Hey, Corey.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
First off, when you come to Griffin, go to Catalina's Mexican Restaurant. You'll have a good time.
All right.
But my quick question is, man, how do I know if my texts are coming through the text line? Do I need to include my name? Am I asking a good question or something? Because I be texting like a fool and nothing come through, seems like. Y'all don't never say nothing on the radio. Am I doing something wrong?
I'm sorry, Corey. I'm going to be honest with
I'm
you.
I'm not sorry. I don't read the text line.
Yeah, I don't read it.
Yeah, I'm not sorry. I don't read it.
I stopped reading it years ago because...
Yeah, no, I don't read the text
line. It was by far the most negative place in the universe.
Yes.
So I stopped reading it. Yeah. Now, Bo and Abe read
Bo
it.
Bo and Abe read it.
And, okay, Abe doesn't read it either. Bo reads
I get too much hate on there. I can't handle it.
Just pop a... Corey, just pop your name on the end of it. And or say something to Bo specifically. Say, hey, shout out to Bo, Big Bo. Go whatever, LSU. Or, I don't know, whatever. Get Bo's attention.
Yes.
And then Bo will say it on the radio. Yes, but, yeah, I'll just
I don't
full transparency.
Nope.
I read the text line since, like, year one of the bunker mentality. And I was like, this sucks. I don't like it. People are mean.
Yeah.
And that was how I felt.
Yep.
Let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This is the first.
What?
I mean, that means he be texting his ass off.
Corey really wants a response.
Corey is a big text line sender.
But so I appreciate him bringing. Yes. You know, we're trying to do whatever we can for listeners within reason.
And for those listening, I do always have it open, but it's on a tab on my computer, so it's not always on the screen.
And people are texting all the time. So, but Corey, try to get Bo's attention. The next one that comes through that we see, we'll shout you out. We'll read it and all that stuff.
There we go.
Have
some mustache integrity, according to Andy.
Have to. If you're going to have a mustache, have a little confidence.
Yes.
This is my second day in a row with my takeaway of the day being Bash. But Bash is walking around the house yelling mustard, holding pineapples.
Yes.
This kid's awesome.
That's why you're going on a cruise.
I already knew he was awesome, but he's so awesome.
Brave season was a lot more fun when it was just on paper.
Yes.
And it's sad how they even played a home game. We're talking about this.
Yeah.
Not even a home game yet. Lying makes you go pale.
Yeah,
Sammy Sosa.
Ask Sammy Sosa.
Arthur Blank has a heavy pen with a fancy wooden box.
Yes.
And just a reminder, there's no substitute for intimacy.
There isn't, man.
Fellas,